Don't worry about it.
But so anyway, today we have Amanda. My sister-in-law, basically also my real sister, Amanda yeah. Silverman.
It's like the best day of my life.
Aww.
You even got a blowout for it.
We're so honored to have you on. And I feel like I've been waiting to have you on until Kati and I really like got like...
settled?
Like yeah. the bottom of the barrel yeah. of well, guests?
No. No. Now we can have anyone, actually. No, I feel like...
I wouldn't say anyone,
we
but...
We really like... I like to have visions of grandeur. No, but I feel like we're really like, you know, we're solid.
You're seasoned. You're
yeah,
ready.
We're not experimenting on you. We just okay. like want to talk to you because okay. we think you're rad.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Four boys.
Four boys.
What are the ages? Do you know?
I think I do. Shall I try?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Almost 15.
Mm-hmm.
15 in October.
Shit, that's your youngest.
18 in December or 19 in December?
19 in December, already 18. Duh, he's in college. I could have answered that.
I went to college when I was 17. Okay. Oh. Almost 15, 19, 21, and 23.
Yep. Damn.
Yeah.
And they're all at like, well.
But I'm old. I'm a lot older than you guys.
No, you're not.
I'm going through the change.
Apparently I am too.
The werewolf.
Oh,
she's turning
oh
into a
I was listening to your other one. You for hair, I've just started that Armra yeah. colostrum thing.
Yeah.
So I'll have to report oh. that.
I've been on it.
You have?
Yeah, for like a whole year.
Well, hello. And it has it not
you're like,
your
well,
hair?
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
No, I think I
do
did too
dry
much.
Do you scoop it like that weird thing, like a cracker melting on your tongue? Gross.
That is so weird. I don't know who started that trend.
Yeah.
They dry scoop it into their mouth. Have you seen that?
It's weird.
Have you seen it?
It's not bad. Yeah. It's okay. kind of like a weird
the
cracker.
Only I kind of like it because then you're just done.
Yeah.
When you put it in your water, it clumps up and then yeah. they're like, it's supposed to clump just whatever. So I mix that, she knows, with the chlorophyll and whatever else. It's like milky dirt water.
Well,
and
now we're talking about being hydrated. Now I'm doing electrolytes.
Okay.
And you also you're supposed to do creatine, but I don't think you guys are supposed to do that yet.
Creatine?
Why? For like menopausal women, premenopausal, perimenopausal,
is
whatever.
That in a liquid form?
It's powder also.
Ooh.
I know, our water is going to be so
cloudy.
So
you put it all in the water?
Yeah, but no, the Armra I just started putting on my tongue.
So I like the Armra. I feel like maybe it's a placebo thing. I don't know if it's doing anything for me.
You know what? I notice every flaw on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Thinning hair, I'm like...
Because it's not happening to you yet then.
It's not. How old are you?
42.
12.
Yeah. You're 12. You both are 12.
No.
Yeah. But for me, it all started at like 48.
But what did you notice?
Like hair coming out, like thin little yeah. wispies, but not like when I look at
hair like
pictures,
falling out?
Hair falling out and also just like it looking like thin. It still is not the way it used to look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the day.
They say every 7 years your hair changes. Can we look that up, Austin? What is the cycle? Seven years,
I mean,
right?
But you could just put fake hair in.
Hair changes every 7 years. Yeah, but then it's not... But then if you don't have fake hair in...
But who... I mean, okay. I care about my face, but who gives a shit about hair?
Yeah,
but hair is brand new every 7 years.
But you don't realize until you start getting...
Until
you're like,
it's
oh
really
my God,
thin.
I'm like, oh, my hair, my... You know, it just all feels very...
Here's my train of thought with it.
Useful.
This is my train of thought. When everyone starts taking colostrum and all this shit, and I go, I don't have... the stamina to suck on powder for a year to see a minimal change. Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a minimal change.
But that's also
like,
because...
I want prescription.
Our dreams.
I want prescription strength. You
right,
know what I mean?
That's also because like you're working, your kids are little. Like,
yeah.
I've got time.
And also a little would go a long way, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can think how slow your hair grows.
But also, you don't want... prescription or like Rogaine. I mean, that
no.
stuff is so no. nuclear and toxic.
Well, Bert's been yeah. doing Rogaine for 40 years now, probably.
Yeah. yeah. And he still doesn't have a lot of
every
hair.
Day. I mean, compared to my dad,
yeah,
he's winning.
The only yeah. thing that works for the men, though, is the shots of Rogaine
yeah,
in the head.
Yeah, Greg did that. Does he still do that?
Mm-hmm.
Duran did it for a while, the shots in the head, but it's constant.
Yeah.
It's constant.
But is Duran losing hair?
Yes. He's always had a little baby bald spot, but now it's getting bigger. I don't know.
Never
my
noticed.
Hair is changing. And well, it didn't help that I put all those extensions in and I pulled out my hair from the follicle.
Oh.
But also, yeah, I'm losing more. It feels less thick. I don't think the armor is doing anything for it. But I also dehydrate myself with wine, like on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So I feel
it
like
just
that
saved you a year.
Yeah. No, I do it anyway. I like it. I just started Nutrafol though.
Yeah.
I'm that's that supposed too. To make
you are?
How that's long? That's supposed to make a noticeable difference.
Viviscal I was doing, which is like the strong one, which only you're supposed to be like a hair person to get it. And I don't think it, I mean, who knows?
Were they
but
like
also,
horse
when
pills?
You do like 8 to 10 things, you don't know what is working.
Way. Yeah, you're just like, well.
Yeah.
Same with the skin stuff. You're like, maybe it was that, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was something else. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My lifestyle.
You guys don't have a wrinkle.
Oh, please.
Do you do facial stuff?
Like injections and things?
Yeah, like what do you do?
Like Botox. I did salmon sperm facial.
Oh, I just heard that.
Yeah, salmon DNA or whatever. Yeah.
Wait. Jenny just told me she loves that. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
What is that?
You know who does it? That Dr. Ellie, the one that's on in Van Nuys.
What does it?
Tell me.
Tell me. It's Korean.
But is it like a microneedling into your face? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt. It's like very subtle the way she does it. And it's like salmon sperm.
Happy birthday.
Your kids would be like, delicious. They like salmon eggs a lot.
But did you notice, was it different than like a normal serum hyaluronic?
Yeah, I think it looked good for a while. But my point is, it's like, then if you do the soft wave and that takes 3 months and you're like, was it from that or was it from, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
What'd you notice with salmon sperm?
It looked really good after. Are we looking it up?
Salmon sperm.
Facial. Or maybe salmon DNA.
Injections.
Now everyone's starting to do it.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
Kim Kardashian's approved it.
And I'd do it again.
Oh, it's Jesus. Not with, I didn't do it with a needle like that. I did this Korean machine, which like it felt really good.
But I wonder, like,
because they are way ahead with skincare in Korea.
Obviously.
Fascinating. Why though?
They just
their
like,
skin is so good.
So good. And they're just like way
they
more
value
advanced.
Skincare yeah. more than
who?
We do.
Came up, like who said one day, you know what I think would be great?
Yeah.
Salmon sperm. Right?
I mean.
Like whose idea was it? Connie, do you didn't,
what?
Do you like that I'm in
it
my ascot?
It is derived
like,
from salmon sperm. It's not actually salmon sperm. It says it's derived from it.
Well, imagine, because a salmon can't jerk off. Like, so are you going to get sperm from a fucking salmon? You know? It's not like you see their little gill going at it. Like, and the Koreans are the only ones that can catch it.
Okay,
so you're like, oh God,
I'm
bring it back over
here,
catcher.
That's my job. That's my gig.
What did you notice with your skin afterwards?
It did look kind of fluffy and glowy, whatever. But then who knows how long it lasts? But
see, it's horseshit. Everything's horseshit. I tell you.
Yeah,
I don't believe it. I like to think that some of these things work.
Well, I think they all work somewhat.
Yeah. Somewhat. Yeah. It's just like, bleh. Yeah. When was the first time you did Botox?
I was probably late 30s.
Same, right?
Yeah.
I was in my 40s, actually. Huh. I dig it. You look great.
Oh, thank you.
It's very...
Seems like we're running into a lot of people that are against it and don't do it.
Botox?
Or just like, don't, no. Like, not like... It's not like crusading.
I think
well,
I've never
it, but
really
just don't
done
do it.
The filler. I only did filler one time.
Where?
Where I didn't even care that I had it, like here. Like
someone
who thought I was aging
to?
Here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, I don't know, but it felt weird going in. I'm not into that feeling. It's like,
no, I don't like.
Yeah. I just did that, but not with filler, with like a collagen enhancer.
Well, isn't that what we were talking about? Did you do it already?
Sculptra.
Oh. I thought it was the one we talked about where they
PRFM?
Take your own thing.
I'm doing that next week. Want to come?
Where? Okay.
Well, at Shawnee's office, but someone else is in there
Christy
doing it.
Yeah, Christy or Christine.
Yeah, Christine. Do you know her?
No, Shawnee said you have to go to Christine.
Oh, do you go to Shawnee?
No, she was at dinner Friday night.
She's been talking to everyone about Christine.
Yes, and she was looking at the people at my table and saying, you need it, I swear, under your eyes. You need it in your lips.
So Lily, who does nothing.
Yeah, she's friends with
Lily. But like wants to do stuff, but like won't because, you know, she's an actor.
Is Lily code for me?
Lily.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a friend. Lily. No, because I think a lot of actors, not all, but some, are worried that it will impact their facial expressions and things like that.
But that's more freezing things, right?
Yeah, but I feel like
filler.
If you're a purist, you're a purist, right?
I think, look at actors. Like the most successful ones do not have visible work, like fillers
and
lips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She still looks like herself in a way.
She
you
didn't.
Know what I mean?
No, it's, yeah, I think she took some out because she wasn't, to your point.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just not popular with actors, I feel like.
Yeah. So she pitched it. She's like, oh my gosh, you know what this is? And I'm like, I've heard about it because it's new-ish. It's like a fiber they mix with your own plasma and it makes it more.
But where are you going to put it?
I don't know. Wherever she wants to. I just want to do it.
I love that you're not scared of this.
I'm going to do it.
Well, you've never had a mishap though.
Fuck.
No, but I mean that. You know what I mean? Like, I live in the fear of like a mishap. I'm like, fuck, that's my head.
Wait, where's the bust? Yeah. Oh, there he is over there. Why did he move? The bust is behind you.
Oh, yeah.
I love the bust.
Oh, the bust.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, good.
Do you want me to be the guinea pig?
Or maybe I
want to
watch.
Just watch.
Yeah. We'll see. It's sort of like in between the filler and the PRP, because I don't think the PRP does anything.
No, I'm trying to think of... No, I didn't do...
When they inject it back?
Yeah. No, I did it for hair.
Oh, God. Did that work?
You and your fucking hair. Yeah.
Did that work?
Who knows? I did it twice and then stopped.
See? You don't have the stamina either. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, ugh, I didn't see instant results.
Right.
So then I throw in the towel.
I'm just like, am I going to be bald like in 5 years? Because I feel like my hair is going.
No.
We may, but we have wigs. Who cares?
Okay, fine. Good. I like the way you're thinking.
I mean, hair, can we I do be not, like, hair does not keep me
can
up
Can we
night.
Be like Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep from Death Becomes Her and like I spray paint you spray paint me?
Bring it on. I'm more concerned with like removing like freckles and moles on my body at this point.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
Are you? Yeah, they're coming. Like sunspots are coming.
Lord. I got body makeup for that.
Yeah,
it's
she
the
does.
Things above ground that I'm like, no,
above
no,
ground.
No.
Is it all the things that like that you can see? Anything else you're not worried about?
Yep. You mean for health? You're worried about something being wrong with them? No.
Oh no. I'm sure there's something going on inside me that I've yet to uncover. So that keeps me up 2 to 3 nights out of the week, but haven't found those yet. I was convinced the other day all my nodes were swollen. And then I Googled where my nodes were and I'm like, nope, just other parts of my body.
Just other growths.
Yeah. You're not a hypochondriac, are you?
No, I'm the opposite.
Is Greg?
No.
Wow. So everyone's normal in your family. The blessed fucking life you guys have.
Neither is Duran, by the way. Yeah. He didn't get that gene.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting. Neither of them did.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I got this email like yesterday morning and it was like, it was to Duran, but it was to my email. And I'm like, and it totally looked like one of those. I don't know if you've been getting those. They're like, here's your receipt for Norton, whatever, or Geek Squad. Yes. And I don't even know what the plan is that you're going to click on that and then pay again, whatever, right? So it looked like one of those. I don't know. I was feeling frisky. So I opened it. I was like, what is this one? And it was like, it was a picture of my house, like from like out front of my house, like from Google Maps. It was like, we have your address, Duran. Like nice neighborhood, by the way. Like wink, wink. And I was like, okay. And kept reading it. And it was like, we put some spyware on your computer. Shouldn't have been so careless. Well, you'll learn next time, won't you? We have
fuck.
Some, yeah, it's like, we have some footage of you and the websites you've been going to. You know, like, you know how they say you should tape your camera on the computer? They weren't kidding. Like that kind of thing. And they're like, nice house, by the way. They kept saying like they had interior footage of my house and saying that they had like footage of him doing, you know, I was like, great, show me that. I'm excited. Like good footage, like show me. Anyways, it was like, if you do not deposit, I think it was $1,950, something like that, into something that converts to Bitcoin, we're going to send to all your contacts. We're going to expose you and all the nasty things you've been doing. But I blocked it and I deleted it. And then I wanted to go back because I wanted to like read it to you verbatim. But like every now and again, it'd be like, love your house, by the way. Great style. Cute neighborhood. You'll learn next time. Like that kind of thing, right? So I don't know. I didn't even tell Duran about it because it was like to my email, to his name with the picture of our house. And I mean, you know, all of this is easy to look up. Then the next day on the news, they did a whole phishing scam like report about this particular thing of the exact same thing. They said there's probably like hundreds and thousands of emails. They figured out a way to like, you know, put this information. I mean, must be computer generated because I can't imagine one person like putting it together each email. But
this
it's
very specific, Halston, your Google search.
It was like on like national news yesterday that it's going on and that sex. The guy was like, yeah, the guy was like, you should not be concerned about this. Like, unless you're like in the FBI or like have some crazy information to like,
what the hell?
Ooh, my hair is frizzing out. Am I touching it? Yeah. But I thought it was so like strange, the timing of it, that I'd gotten one the day before and then they were doing a whole piece on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's like,
I don't check my Gmail, so I probably got one.
Yeah. The Bitcoin ransom, yeah. But they were like, this is ridiculous. I mean, I guess if you were like on porn sites a bunch, you'd be thinking...
Uh-oh, is Duran our salmon sperm dealer?
Shit, yes, he is. It's our side hustle. Yes, yes.
I knew it.
But anyway.
It's supposed to be from Korea, but this one says...
This one says it's stateside. But I...
Our stateside dealer.
I'm just confused on all of these, you know, whether
how they work.
Work, that like there must be enough people or I don't know. I mean, how much are they raking in from these like scams, these phishing scams? And then Joey.
Yeah. And the same exact one for that, this grandparent scam.
Oh, you got to hear this. You got to hear this.
The same exact one my friend's father also like 3 years ago sent $3,500.
For the same thing?
Same
exact AI voice?
I think they said that the kid's nose was broken and that's why it sounded different.
Do I know the person?
Yeah, Anissa.
It was her parents?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
You got to hear this.
Start from the beginning.
In a nutshell, it's very long.
Yeah.
Basically, the grandparent gets a call from, this one was an AI voice.
First day of school, like 2 weeks ago.
Saying.
The kid's in high school, 16.
Saying. The kid gets on the AI voice saying, I was in an accident. Don't tell my parents. I'm in jail. I need you to get money to get me out. I left school or wherever. I was drunk driving. I hit a pregnant woman. A lawyer gets on the phone, supposedly. This whole thing. And this grandparent sent
money. To this place.
That was different.
And put money in.
Like at a supermarket.
To like a machine that also converts to Bitcoin. So I guess once it's in there, it's gone. It goes, yeah, you can't trace it.
But they know their name, the grandparents' name, the grandson's name. They figure something out. I don't know how they find
it. It's an AI voice of the kid. So the grandpa thinks he's like rescuing the kid. And then his daughter, the mom, was like, got a hold of him relatively quickly. Otherwise, they probably would have somehow gotten more money out of him.
Yeah, he was at school. And they could, like, trace the phone.
She was like, how did we not see the signs? He's drunk on the first day of school.
We had no idea. We thought he was a good kid.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm at school. And so she said, FaceTime me right now. She said, put a teacher on.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
But then when I saw him this weekend at the house, he's like, I'm 10 grand. I'm up 10 grand.
Stop it. Now, wait a minute. What do you do with Bitcoin? Just let it...
I don't know.
Just...
I think it just can't be traced. So then they can...
Then I know, but
then
convert it.
Then what's the... Like, then what? You sell it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know the conversion of Bitcoin.
How do you use Bitcoin? I wouldn't even know what to do with Bitcoin.
You can sell it,
I think we had
the dark market.
Like pound for pound? I mean, like, do you lose money when you try to sell it?
I used to go to a nail place that was like, we accept Bitcoin. I'm like... That's fucking weird.
And salmon sperm.
I was like, oh, my friend's husband is busy today. Sorry.
That is so weird. People, I've seen that on websites for like clothes. They're like, or Bitcoin. I'm like,
yeah. And what? For a while, Bitcoin wasn't even a thing, but now I think it's back a little bit.
It's back?
Yeah. It's doing well.
Yeah, it is. I think we just sold all of ours.
Is it the same as what's the other?
We lost some of ours. No joke.
Wait. Oh, I'm sure. Wait, what's the other form of currency that now is no longer?
There were a bunch of names. I can't think.
I don't know.
Bitcoin. And then what was the other one that was like the metaphysical like one that was like not a real.
Was it like artwork and stuff?
There was that. But
like I know we're all thinking the same thing.
I remember Duran trying to explain that to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you own it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but I could copy and paste it and someone else could have it. He's like, but you own the original. I'm like, it's just the. Fucking weirdest.
Wait, what is it?
What are those?
NFT.
NFT. NFT. Like,
I was like,
not a fucking thing. Does it stand for that?
Not a fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, the cyber coin. Isn't there another cyber coin other than Bitcoin?
Ethereum. Yeah.
Ethereum.
No, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah,
that's just not
right. Moving on. I like but my I gotta, cash where I can see it.
Yeah.
Not as interesting, but I got a text from Rite Aid saying, we're out of bankruptcy. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. Like, you filthy little squirrel. How'd you do that? I was like, how'd you get my number? I don't shop at you.
She hates Rite Aid. You think it was a phishing scam or was it real?
It's so much grosser to you than CVS.
She hates it.
Ew.
She hates it.
Have you no standards, woman?
The carpets are very stained in Studio City. I was like, can you just not get a new carpet?
It's so gross.
So was it a real email?
I don't know. They can't stop emailing me. It's like, they're on to me now.
They know. They
Bert called me the other day. He's like, have you been to Rite Aid lately? I'm like, no, because I have options. And he's like, there's nothing on. I'm like, Bert, they went bankrupt.
Yeah, there's nothing on the shelves.
There's literally nothing on the shelves. It's like, but the CVS is bad too. I mean, Walgreens is the shit.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Oh. Ew. I like Walgreens. I don't even know where
there's
one is.
There's a tiny one by me and I've had to switch because Rite Aid closed and I'm not, I'm not impressed.
That one next to you.
Is gross.
In
that's
Hollywood?
Not a good. That's not a good representation of it,
that's
right?
That's not a good
representation. Walmart is amazing, but it's so far.
I don't even know where one is.
I think we should be philosophically opposed to shopping there still.
Walmart?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they always have the like, the drugs.
Don't get me wrong. I'll send a tax rabbit there to shop for me, but I don't
They've always got everything in stock. Like because they're so massive, their distributors are always just like, you want anything? Where the other ones are like, we're out. We don't know when we're getting it.
It's Target or bust.
Huh?
It's Target or bust.
Target also, I feel like, has limited things you can buy online. Have you noticed that?
No. I find everything at Target.
Really?
In store?
Well, I mean, I always just do it on the app and they deliver it.
Oh.
How did your plants go when I ran into you at the garden center?
Actually, some are still alive.
They're dead.
I think.
R.I.P.
You know what? I can't fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm high maintenance. We saw each other at a nursery. You were picking so much like eclectic shit. I don't know what you were filling. I was like, how many window boxes do you have?
My planters by the pool. But they do die after a few months. You got to start over. Seasonal.
Do you just start all the way over?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Mine looks like shit.
Whoa.
I've gotten to the point where I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to put down rocks.
That's what I want to do everywhere. Like full Palm Springs vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
yeah, you can go that way. If you go succulent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I kill succulents. Even my succulents look like shit.
Really?
I don't know what's happening. I'm like, is someone poisoning the plants? Are all the sprinklers broken?
Are we talking about the new replacement?
No, it's just so hot.
It's so hot.
And everything's dying.
Are you talking about the new place?
Both. Both are just rotting in hell at the
moment. Are you moved into the new place?
No, but I went by there today. It's funny you should ask. I went by there today and I fucking went at it on my phone with the gardener at that place.
Yeah.
Because the woman that lived there before was featured in like every magazine.
The most glorious
like,
garden.
Well, literally. She probably did it herself.
No, that's she was like 80.
Probably. What do you mean my dad's 80?
Yeah, people like the garden.
Totally different. But she had the most glorious garden featured in like
roses,
home and garden. And like, it, yes, every it's time she sees
style.
It, she's like,
yes.
You and Amanda are the same.
Yeah, her
like,
house
it's very,
is coast
it's an English, it's 200 rose bushes. Now it looks like something out of American Horror Story. Where I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, if there's construction and no one's been living there, then it's not being watered and everything all the time.
Yeah.
But how often do you have to fucking water?
A lot.
A lot in this valley summer.
Yeah. Oh, really? Like every day?
I mean, have you walked outside today?
Yeah,
I haven't actually.
September is
the hottest.
I kept thinking, whoa, like in August, it's just like so nice. It hasn't gotten uncomfortable.
Me too. Yeah.
Until today.
September, I think this first 10 days of September, give or take, are the worst of the year. Categorically, no?
Even October is really hot. Like in Halloween, the kids are like sweating and then the next day it gets cold.
Well, the bar mitzvah's outside. You think I'm going to be okay?
Yeah, but it could be cool at night. In a
You're going to be fine at night in late October.
Do you have heat lamps?
Well, she just said Halloween.
It's like the week before.
It's like 3 days before you're fine.
You're right. Halloween is hot. I have heat. I don't need heat lamps. I need like icicle machines or something.
No, but Dash's was October 13th and it was a little cold at night, but in a good way.
Oh, here we go. It'll only be 111.
You're right. It was. And yours was indoor, outdoor.
It's 112 degrees today.
Yeah.
FML. Oh, don't worry though. It feels like 111. What asshole did that
statistic?
I always
call Evelyn and I'm like, can you turn down the heat? Can you make it stop, please? So now Luca is at the upper school, new campus. And really, I mean, I don't even know. I might be being dramatic when I say I'm not allowed on campus, but like, am I allowed on campus?
Not really. Like, you need a reason to go.
Yeah. And so there's a student store that the parents volunteer and you had to work the register. That's Amanda's
telling. That was my dream when I was little.
Yeah.
Me too.
I would practice.
Yeah. That's so funny. That was my dream too.
My mom had this antique store and she had this like beautiful brass old antique cash register, but it would only work the no sale button. So I somehow, when I was like 11, convinced her that she needed a real cash register just because I wanted to do it.
You just want to touch.
So it is fun.
It is.
It feels powerful. Yeah.
This has a scanner. It's not quite as good as the buttons.
I do love a scanner though too.
Okay.
Yeah.
The store.
So I'm going to work at the student store. Well, apparently Luca buys chocolate milk and Snapples.
Oh, that's what Dash was telling me when I told him what he was spending per day. He said he's buying snacks for him and all his friends. And maybe lunch, because it shouldn't be $30 a day.
Oh, Luca.
$10
Luca's fine. He is. Yeah.
But because all the seventh graders go nuts. Like, the power is like, they can't believe it.
Yeah.
Do they have a real credit card or is it like a fake
school?
We put money on it, but it's not. Can you cap at the certain amount per day?
They should.
Or no?
Well, you can tell him that you're doing it.
You know what I told him? I can see everything. I don't know that you can. Can you?
I don't.
I'm like, think I can see everything you're buying. Yeah. I can see every damn
sell that.
Beef
because
jerky.
Sometimes sell when candy? They're in line, the kids are like, buy me this. They sell like chips and popcorn. They try to make it healthy, but then they get some that aren't like LaCroix, you know, drinks
ice creams, like
that.
Like choco tacos.
Ice cream. Like, and then also like sandwiches and salads if you don't want to go to the cafeteria. It's quite an array.
And then there's, what else is there in the store?
That's really it. Snaps. I mean, they like pencils.
Oh. Pencils. I found out that our kids' school used to sell the Chinese chicken salad from Jones.
What?
I knew that.
You did.
Oh my
you?
God. Why don't they anymore?
I don't know. They stopped.
All right. So I need to know if you guys feel this, share this sentiment with me. So as you know, I love to online shop. I love it. Just love
She's
it.
She's the best. Now, does she tell you what to buy too? No, she tells me what to buy.
She likes Owen. You tell me what to buy?
Sometimes.
She likes Owen, Old Navy.
I do.
Teen line.
The teen line's kicking. Whatever.
No,
We are all extra large teens.
I was going to buy you that vest and short set, but you never told me your size you wanted. What?
Because I didn't know what size I was.
Okay, well,
if you're an extra
sleeping,
small.
I offered to buy you a clothing set. You did not.
Just a black? You figure out what size. Yeah.
Oh, cute. Is it like linen-y, that one? Ooh, where's it from?
It's Divine. Zara, you want the link?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think I might start sharing some fashion tips on this podcast too.
We should
discuss that later. My thing was that I wanted to talk about was free shipping. How does like, I never want to pay for shipping. Like,
I don't care.
I will go on. And I will be planning on spending, like, for instance, I was buying the bath salts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These bath salts she's been raving about.
I saw.
I should have brought you some. Because now lifetime supply. So I was on, you know, they're like $8, $9, something a bag. And I, like, threw a few in as I really, like, I liked them. I wanted more. And then it was, like, free shipping at $150 or something. And I was like, well, I guess I'm going all in. And then after the fact, and then especially when they came, I'm like, what is wrong with me? There's, like, some psychological chip, and I don't think I'm alone in this, that I'm like, I will buy 5 times more than I want just to get the free shipping.
Oh, that doesn't. If I've made it to the checkout page, I want it badly enough that I'll pay the $9.99. I don't care.
But also, you're a crazy shopper in general. Like, I'll be like, I bet. She's like, well, I found it for half the price.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm such a fool.
Deals to be had. It's a principle thing.
Yeah. You just put her in front of that.
Yeah. I'm good.
It's true.
She's good.
I've come to the realization with kids' birthday parties, I am sick of cutting through a 9-inch tower cake.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Or then you've got your dirty ass flappy hand holding one side so it doesn't like just break in half.
Whose birthday is it?
Lola's. I'm such a monster.
What is she going to have? What kind of party?
Just like a white trash party.
What do you mean?
I'm like, get them wet, paint their face. She told me, she's like, I just want bounce house and unicorns. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not getting a unicorn because we love animals. I'm not putting like a headband on a mini horse.
I was just
and
thinking that.
Yeah. I was like, no.
Okay.
So just getting her a unicorn water slide and a sheet cake from Ralph's.
I love that the cake thing disturbs you. I find that none of these kids really want to eat cake. They all want ice cream or donuts or something else, right?
I don't. They all go for like cupcakes or cake pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one really wants cake.
No.
So maybe don't do the sheet cake.
Yeah.
Fuck
scrap
it.
Maybe the cake scrap altogether. The
Costco also has a good sheet cake.
Yeah. It kind of bums me out though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, sad. It reminds me of a clown cake. It's got like the primary color balloons on it. But I've heard it's banging. Like it's a really, really good cake. Yeah.
Ezra's like, have you ever tried the chicken bake from Costco? I'm like in college. She's like, I've heard it's great.
The chicken bake.
You've never had it?
No.
No.
What?
But the hot dogs, they're good.
Can we Google the chicken bake, please, from Costco?
Oh, see, that's that bummer
like a,
cake.
With yeah, the, it's almost the like a chicken calzone, but it's not Italian. Like, there's no red sauce in it. It's like a chicken pot pie calzone type thing. It's kind of amazing.
It's like a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing, it looks but it's like creamy. It's sort of, yeah. The things that they discover watching
and it's like
YouTube,
99 cents.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, they sell them.
What do you mean they sell them?
Look, that's a
you
box.
You mean it's normally in the hot food section. Like they sell it with the pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, like.
Yeah.
Hot and ready to go. Like a hot item.
Outside. At the stand.
Yeah. Yeah. Their restaurant.
Yeah. Look at how long it is.
I remember when I used to judge people for getting hot items from the Sev. I was like, gross. You just got a hot item from 7-Eleven.
Ew. But I will say, I like too. The hot items from Costco.
I think that's better than 7-Eleven.
The pizza
hot
is so good.
I think
the dog's been.
I think we're on the same playing field. Yeah. I mean, not really, but I just don't understand the people that just trail everyone for the free offerings.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those days are gone for me.
I'm like, stop.
I did that when like there was a time.
Ugh, it's so gross. Like, just buy a box of Triscuits. You don't
give me a gyoza, please.
Like you've never had a Triscuit before. Yeah.
And they walk up, party of one?
They're like, ooh, what is that? I'm like, bitch, it's a Triscuit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know it. I know it.
It's a Triscuit.
The poor
with an
man
olive.
Serving it knows
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't act like you want to taste it because you've never tried it. I'm like, motherfucker, that's it's a Pop-Tart.
But the ones outside Erewhon are always like disgusting. Ugh. Like, they're serving weird stuff.
The weirdest.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. There's giveaways, but you don't want
my mouth sputtering.
It's like an adaptogen. Like
an adaptogen. Like salmon sperm.
Gross. You know what they did have out at Whole Foods, which I don't go to the store that often anymore, but now the boys like want to go. And I'll do it like, I don't know, every month or two. And Whole Foods has stuff out. Not with a, no one's manning the stand. But they had the tahine chicharrones, whatever, like the pork rinds.
Dom told me it was your favorite food and his favorite food.
They were, you guys.
You were eating them over here too.
Your brothers had some like jalapeno cheddar stale ones, but I still ate them.
I finished it.
Okay, you're right. These are light and airy and the little sprinkle
of tahine. I don't think I'm sold.
I'm going to get you a bag.
Okay. Dom said it was his favorite food.
But I would have never bought them had they not been out and ready to sample. Mm. That was a true instance of, I've never had that, sir.
I've never had that. That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair, right?
Yeah.
It's obscure.
If I can't spell what you're eating, yeah. There's chances I've never had it. Totally. Like a chicharrón. Like, no.
I know. I'm like, am I saying that right?
Am I saying that right?
I should be more confident in my Spanish words than I am living in LA. I'm always so shy to say Spanish. Do you know Spanish?
I'm shy too.
Yeah.
But you know it.
Remember when Dom said he was shy of the guy with the. So Caleb had a friend that had bleached his hair.
Yeah.
And how old was Dom? Like 4? I don't know. And he was I'm a little shy of the guy with the white hair.
Yeah, shy of the guy.
Stop it.
Yeah. You know what he said to my dad this weekend? They were on the couch and he goes, you know how they say like father, like son? He goes, it's more like mother, like son. I swear, I'm like, that's my boy.
Do you not love
him? Like mother, like son. What, you know, why not?
You know, why father, like son?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said this weekend, he said to, I guess Cooper was teaching him to play ping pong or whatever. And then Dash, my other son, said to him, oh, do you know how to play ping pong? He says, Cooper's taught me a thing or two about ping pong.
Stop it.
It's almost like he's like a 1920s detective. Yeah. Like he's like, sure, I got it.
Are you guys nervous about being empty nesters?
So I have 4 years before I'm an empty nester. Yeah.
You
but then also, like, I feel like you think they're gone and then they come back. Like,
Caleb's
already back.
Is back. Cooper's graduating in June, and he's like, Mom, I think I'll be, you know, in LA, the house for a year.
That's nice. So, how much would you pay to have your kids like 6, 4, 2 and newborn again? Just for a week.
Wait, what?
For a week?
Yeah. Oh, 6, 4. Oh,
like to have babies in the house.
All the time I think about like if I could have a day with them or a few hours, but I don't want more than that. I don't want to go back.
You don't? That's interesting.
No. But we found these old videos of Cooper talking about Peter Parker Man. Is that Peter Spider-Man? Yeah. Peter Parker Man. And Dylan was like, they were so, and I was just like, I don't even remember that.
We were talking about it with Bert and Leanne because Lola and Ted, they're empty nesters as of like yesterday.
Oh yeah.
And then Lola and Ted are just obsessed with them. So they were overplaying. And I was sitting on their patio with Leanne and I go, how much would you pay to have your girls this age? She's like, oof. She's like, a lot. I was like, $1 million? She's like, for sure $1 million.
Whoa.
And then Bert comes out. We're like, Bert, how much would you pay? Thinking he's a softie. He's like, this age? Like 500. I was like, don't empty your bank account for it.
Well, I'm doing the montage for the bar mitzvah and it's killing me. Did I send you some of the videos?
No.
Maybe I just put it in the file, but there's one with Dash and like Dash is like, I mean, because it's for Luca, so, and Dash is only 2 years older. So it's like, it's jarring and it's amazing. But, you know, I'm looking at things I don't think I've looked at since I took
it. It's hard. It's so bittersweet.
So I'm like, oh my God, this is, and someone's like, well, can someone help you with it? I'm like, no, this is like, I can't farm this out. I have to do it. But I'm the type who takes photos and then never looks back. Mm. But now I have to do this montage of his life up to 13 years. And I'm like, whoa. It's amazing, but it's like, what? Oh my God, where was I? What headspace was I in?
Well, that's what's hard.
Yes.
If I could go back and be me and be more present, realize none of it matters.
Yes.
And it's all stupid stuff and it works out. But yeah, I was just trying to get through with all of them.
Yes, you're in survival
mode.
True.
And now I'm like, I mean, it's like when I'm going to be a grandparent, you realize why it's so special. Because now I'd be like, let's just spend the day.
What everything is beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's walk in the woods. Yeah. I mean, it really...
When Caleb comes home, do you have a drink with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah. She's fun.
That's the other thing that I never thought about was it's fun every stage of the way.
Yeah.
Like it keeps getting more fun. So that's where I mean, I wish
it does.
I wish that I could have a snuggle for a few hours, or that's why we like obsessed with Dom because I'm like, come here, don't grow up.
Yeah.
I'm pushing him down.
Yeah, I know.
But then you realize it's really fun to go out to dinner with your kids and their friends at college and drink and like laugh. And you're like, oh my God.
I love watching your Instagram, like when you go to visit them and stuff.
It's so fun. So that part keeps getting more fun.
Yeah.
But I do miss like the little bodies and Dash's curls and like that. Yeah.
Right.
And like when I see your kid, I mean like that little, you just can't believe something can be so little.
Mm-hmm. And all her kids are at like incredible colleges and I always like brag about them. Like I flex. I'll say, they'll be like, where's he at? I'm like, oh, Columbia. Sorry.
No big
like,
deal.
I'll be like, Penn. It's not a big deal. I wouldn't stress yourself out about it.
No, don't worry. Forget about it.
And they're like, whoa, they're smart. I'm like,
yes, naturally.
I'm like, and then I just, hopefully by association, my kids will also be like,
going mine to will be schools. There.
Yeah.
Mine will definitely not be there.
We'll see. I'll likely get into a good college.
Dom told
my dad that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then hid from my dad. My dad thought abductors would think it was a girl.
Yeah.
So he freaked out with his broken hip. Oh, my God. How does your hip feel?
Oh, amazing. Yes.
Now I'm worried about the one on the left.
When you got to get the new one there,
you had
too,
a hip replacement.
In like a year or so.
And
six months ago.
Yeah. But you were like up and running after like a month?
Three weeks?
My dad got it right before you, like a month before you.
Oh, yeah.
So we were talking about it a ton.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't wait for it. And then a week out, he was like, oh, God. Like, started actually thinking about, what was going to happen.
Well, you were scared, too. I mean, anything.
Oh, I was scared. Yeah. I've never had surgery.
Yeah.
No.
She didn't have
a
C-section.
You didn't have C-section?
No. And I did no drugs.
Yeah, no drugs.
With the birth.
So she's she's like a purist.
Why?
She's an earth mama.
Mama. Yeah. Now I don't think I would do it, but I was really into it at the time. Ugh.
You're better
than us.
You're
fucking nuts.
I was just into it. So I thought it was important. And it stopped me, I think, from having a C-section because if you move around and all that stuff, it can really, like if you lay there and get the drug, sometimes that can cause it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Although the recovery was way easier.
like 4 hours after birth. I was like,
yeah, you're like, hello, my baby.
Shit.
But the hip was relatively straightforward. I feel like way amazing. Less than you thought.
Oh my God. 2 weeks, you're like at home and using the walker. And by 6 weeks, you're like
a ballerina. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's pain blocker didn't work.
Oh, what do you mean?
When he went into surgery, I guess they gave him a pain blocker and apparently it didn't work. It's rare, but sometimes that can happen. So he woke up like screaming.
Oh, because it lasts for like a few days?
Lasts for like 9 hours during surgery. Oh. So then they couldn't give him anything.
Oh, no.
He felt all the pain when he woke up and they couldn't give him anything.
That's terrible.
Did he get a discount?
I don't know. Good question. But he's like, life is so different.
Did I tell you guys? So I must have signed something before I went into the surgery. Like I was like, whatever, I'll sign. Yeah. I didn't read. And then I guess they videoed me 2 hours after walking. And the doctor's like, she's just had the surgery. And then I look and it's on his website.
Stop it.
No, his Instagram. I just randomly was like, oh, let me look at his Instagram. I'm like, that's me.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, you signed. So you're like, oh.
Yeah. And I didn't know.
Oh, did you ask? Did I give permission?
No, I just saw it. I was like, I must have signed it.
I must have signed it.
Because there's me.
Nudes. Yeah. There's nudes.
Nudes.
Then they show the ones of just like people's legs. I'm like, well, at least it's not like the surgery of. That would have been too much.
Oh, my God. Well, if anyone's creeping on his page to look for like that kind of content, then
they're looking for like their before and after hips.
Yeah.
They're probably like, okay, this is promising. Look at her walk.
Yeah.
But I have been cold plunging from my left hip that hurts. Because you're going to get one?
No. Oh, cold plunge?
Yeah.
Or hip replacement.
Do you want to get a hip replacement?
I'm down. Wait, so what?
Two for one. I want one, but I'm like,
a two for one.
I'm waiting until after I bleed all my money out with the bar mitzvah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But for a while, it's out there now. We've been doing it every day.
You and Greg?
Not Greg.
You leave it full?
Yeah. It has a motor.
Ooh, baby.
Wait, what?
Cold plunge.
It's like a bathtub, but outside.
It's not. No,
I have one.
You know.
She has the Renew that you have the.
You don't plug it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, same, different brand, but
different
same.
Different brand, same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, I've done it once. I've done it once. Yeah. And I got two Charlie horses and I was like, fuck this shit.
Charlie horses from
the fall. I have a tip. Now I go in after I work out with my leggings on and socks. Because I don't care if my feet are getting like.
Fascinating.
But your feet and your wrists get super, super cold and the shock is bad. And then I'm like, I just want it for like my legs and that. And then I do my upper
leggings
body.
Or no leggings?
Leggings.
And socks?
And socks.
Oh. Do you do the sauna before you do it?
Wait, I haven't figured out the perfect timing of how much sauna or doing it separately. So
yeah,
that's what I'm here to ask you.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I actually do want a cold plunge, but I'm a baby. It's really Duran who wants it the most, but we did it when we were out of town and I forgot how incredible it makes you feel.
I didn't feel that.
You should try it again.
Try leggings after working out and socks.
Really?
Like you literally, you feel
euphoric.
And like 20 years younger. Like you're like,
and
whoa!
That's the thing. If my legs hurt after work, then I do it. And after they don't.
I mean, your brother is like such a proponent of it. I'm surprised.
Huge,
yeah.
He was doing like filling muck buckets with ice like 12 years
ago. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it and I just didn't feel anything.
You're dead inside.
Mm. I'm going to try it again.
Yeah, especially because you have it at your house.
I have one sitting there. I have a sauna and that sitting next to each other. And I'm just like, I got into the sauna for the first time in 3 years. Oh. I've never used the sauna.
I love it. And?
That's great.
It's great. Yeah. Do you go all the way to your neck with the cold plunge?
No, like this is the hardest part. Like when you do this, you're like.
That's what I think.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll sit.
Oh, you're just doing your.
No, I'll sit for like a minute or so with my legs. And then I do go like to here, my shoulders.
For how long?
I keep my hands out like 3 minutes.
That's intense.
But with leggings and socks.
I love that. Well, you know, when I used to do cryo.
Yeah.
The cryo, you would go in with. Not
right, because your hands and
socks,
feet or your head.
Gloves, hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, when I get, Mike does sauna for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then cold plunges and then gets into the pool and then gets into the shower.
How often?
It's like every week. He did it yesterday morning, which he rarely
does. See, that's
what
I don't understand is some people say 1 day a week, do that like 3 times. That's it. Then other people say do twice a week, 40 to 60 minutes sauna. Like everyone has a theory of how to do the cold plunge and the sauna. And so I don't know how I'm supposed to do it.
You have to come try my sauna.
Yours is way hotter, right?
I don't think you would want to do more than 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to sit in a sauna for more than that.
I don't really know. It says it's 194, but like, it's not. I mean, like,
Holy shit.
So they have to put the thermometer like at the very top corner, which is where it would be the hottest, but you're not like hovering on the ceiling. I would say it's like 160.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because I can do 40 minutes around like 150. If it starts at like 140 yeah. something, goes
no,
to 150
it's like 160, 165.
I don't think you're supposed to sit in a sauna that long. Well, I was Googling
hers
it recently.
Hers is infrared and it doesn't get as blazing.
It's not blazing. The 150 you couldn't do like for, but 160, I don't really know. I've never had that.
Join me. Join me
She's
on a
like
journey.
She's a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. I have a shaman in there too.
Jeez. You start shadow boxing, talking to yourself. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I like it. I'm into it.
Like I said, I have a lot of free time.
I don't think there's
just in the sauna for hours.
I don't think there's a secret like formula. I think you do what you like.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I do think you should sauna plunge, workout sauna plunge, workout sauna plunge.
It does make the plunge girl.
It does make the plunge a little bit harder.
What? If the sauna
been, yeah. are that hot.
Like even when I was sitting out waiting for the boys to do it this summer, and I'd get really hot on the deck.
Yeah.
Then it was colder when
yeah.
I went in.
Yeah.
So all the boys will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't Greg do it?
He did, and then he said it didn't make him feel good.
See, same.
Yeah, he thought he got sick.
He's funny like that.
He's delicate flower.
Yeah, he's a delicate.
He's
flower. A delicate man. He really is.
Same.
You or your husband?
We're both pretty delicate.
You.
I'm tougher than Mike.
You are. Well, all tougher. Women are tougher than men.
Yeah.
And men are just
sorry, men
weaklings. Seriously, yeah. I did my Flood bath, my magnesium bath last night. If they don't fucking sponsor us and our 300 listeners,
Flood like literally is like a one man shop.
Okay,
like,
wait,
in New
magnesium
Jersey.
Magnesium is important.
It yeah. is. Well, I dunked yeah. my head under last night, and I was like, let's see what happens.
You're like,
so wait, this is what the bath salt you're talking about, but magnesium is one of the kinds. Or
it's they all a, have it's magnesium. A, it, yeah. It's like, it's almost like the Dead Sea. Like they want you to put so much in that you're kind of like
your
floating.
Feet itch.
Yeah.
Like I'm definitely deficient because my feet itch like a fucker afterwards.
Well, I have like magnesium oil now. I'm supposed to start.
So do I. And it's, my feet. It's horseshit. I've been doing the oil too.
You guys, I mean, not doing the oil.
But do you take magnesium?
No. I used to. My nutritionist gave me capsules to take. And he likes like the horse mentality of like load them up.
Mm.
Like if it says two, he's like take six in the morning and six at night.
I just think everyone argues with any of these supplements. They're like a little's good, too much,
yeah,
bad.
He was having me take chlorophyll and magnesium.
I'm taking chlorophyll. Yeah, also.
I do chlorophyll too.
Amanda, do you eat food or you just eat supplements?
Lots of food. Yeah. But yeah, I was very dehydrated this summer. So now I'm doing the chlorophyll, electrolytes.
Wait, does that help with hydration?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And digestion. Yeah.
Fuck, that's what's wrong with me.
Yeah,
you're dehydrated.
I've been having heart palps, and if I drink like a gallon of water, it's like much better.
Yeah,
but I was taking chlorophyll every day for months, and then I just suddenly stopped.
Cold turkey?
I just stopped. Do you think that? Well, how does chlorophyll help with hydration?
I know it helps with digestion and like all your body functions, and so I would think. Look, we're gonna learn.
We're gonna learn. Sweet, sweet Halston's back there.
Help with odor. Ugh.
No, with yes, hydration.
Are the benefits real?
Your poops are always like neon green. They're like the color
they're dark
of that
green, like forest green.
Popular product.
Oh, you put it in your water?
Yeah.
No, I put it in my smoothie in the morning.
Oh, guys, you're not doing real chlorophyll then.
Like, it's liquid.
I put it in the water.
It's like...
No, what are you talking about?
Why? How much did you do?
I'm taking a dick load.
Like, mine's like food coloring.
Yes.
Like stains.
It's like food coloring, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Sicario.
I don't see anywhere where it's talking about hydration. But ultimately, I do.
Oh, yeah. A tablet, soft gel, and liquid there.
Hmm.
Huh. Read it out loud. No. Just kidding. It just says it stains your poop and it doesn't do much for hydration.
It's not cleaning any
hydration. And it says people
hydration.
That do the liquid form are
Yeah.
Weaklings. Yep, no.
Yep, no.
Cancer prevention, that's good.
Clear your skin.
Including clearing acne.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Promotes weight loss, detox your body, helps digestion.
Reduces inflammation.
Yeah.
Helps prevent cancer, helps with injury and wound healing.
Only if you want those things.
A natural deodorizer?
Not all of them. What the fuck are you deodorizing?
Reodorant? Can someone get me reodorant?
Does Dawn have body inflammation? Odor? No.
Greg doesn't either.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
He always, literally the other day he woke up and he was like, oh babe, I think I got some. And he like, I was like, no. Not really.
And he wears deodorant every day, but he does not have any body
Greg
odor.
Doesn't even have to.
Oh, I don't have to either. Well, a little, maybe I'm getting some after kids, but like, I don't really have any either. Care to test it?
I smell like I work outside.
Today's a bad day because like it's tomorrow. Like so hot. But no, that's so funny. We were talking about, I don't know if you listened to last week.
We need chlorophyll.
Ted is getting deodorant.
Oh, Ted has the worst BO.
Dash did too.
Yeah.
When he was seven.
Yeah.
So how old's Ted?
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. I literally looked it up. I was like,
it's like,
it was like, it literally was like a blooming onion.
Precursor.
I was like, what is that smell?
Really bad.
Bloomin' onion.
Yeah.
He's like, well,
I don't like, see, I don't like when you give me visuals like that. Now, if I ever see a bloomin' onion, like I'll never be like, don't do that to me.
You're in Lockwinds the next time you're going to Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah. My kids have asked for a blooming onion. Adam has specifically asked for a blooming onion.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The Alice Springs chicken. Yum, yum, yum. I used to eat that when I was like, I'm watching my weight.
What?
You know how fucking gross Alice Springs chicken is?
What is that?
I don't know what
We've
that
got
is.
To Google Alice Springs chicken. Alice Springs chicken. Here we go. It is, I was like, I'm keto. It's a chicken breast smothered in bacon.
So wait, cheese. Alice, that's not a brand. Alice Springs chicken is the name of like a dish.
It's on the Outback Steakhouse menu. Like it's for when you didn't order steak. You're like,
that's you're like
oh, I'll do the Alice Springs chicken, please.
What's the diet with the
so it's
with
cheese, bacon,
protein,
cheese, bacon, and onions,
mushrooms,
on a,
and onions, and it's sitting in a bowl of grease. It's so good.
Looks good.
I'll have the Alice Springs chicken. I'm on a diet.
I was like, with a Diet Coke, please.
But what's that diet that people was just
keto.
Protein and fat?
Keto.
No, but before that, the man's name.
Oh,
Atkins.
Atkins.
Yeah.
I was like, dirty
was
keto?
Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pork rinds was a favorite, I feel like, among
Shit,
that.
Amanda, thank God you brought up chlorophyll.
See?
I keep wanting
mean?
To say chlorophyll. Chloroform.
That's what makes my milky dirt dirty.
Yeah, that's not... That's
your
not a typical
dirt?
Dose, though. So chlorophyll is
my
not
water.
Good.
Is it regular water or is it milky dirt? Because it's the arm rot and the chlorophyll. Yes.
And that's why when the kids drink my electrolyte water, they're like, I just want regular water. Yeah. That was Dylan.
I'm like, don't.
And what about electrolytes? That you should
I'm, you know, a trainer told me. Mm-hmm. I got all these health people
Are the
in my
Sakara
life.
Sticks electrolytes?
No.
Oh.
It's vitamin B.
Fine.
And I can't drink them after 3 o'clock, so I'll be like,
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go to bed. I'll be like, shine bright like a diamond. You're a shooting star, I see. I learned that one the hard way. I took a weed gummy and had one of those. And I was like, shine bright like a diamond. I'm like, who's tired? Save me one cigarette.
I'm crying. That's the most amazing thought. Okay, that visual is amazing. I'll take it. I'll take the good with the bad.
Little covers pulled up.
Shine bright like a diamond. I'm like,
oh my God.
From a bee Sakara little stick.
That gets you, buzzing. Well, I drank one in the morning. I put like two in like 30 ounces.
You're,
so I think I was totally...
You know, though, I won't drink that closer to bed. I don't
think
it doesn't do that to me, but like if I don't want that, I won't drink that water like after five.
No, hell no.
But what were you saying about electrolytes? A trainer said it was bad?
Oh, he was like, a lot of people like health fuckers are like, stay away from the, you know, the liquid... Not liquid IV per se, but like, you know, the electrolyte mixers, like the super hydration mixers, because just the sodium is so high. It's like 1,000 milligrams of sodium. But without the sodium, that's what makes you super hydrate because it opens your tissues and muscles up to take in the water.
That's the argument.
And fully hydrate it.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah.
So my trainer said, gallon of water, take pink Himalayan sea salt, just a big pinch of it and pour it in your gallon of water. Drink it throughout the day. that is just as effective, if not more, than all that. And I'm like, yeah, but it tastes like sweat.
Yeah, salty water. I those like that LMNT.
That's what I was just saying.
Oh, that's
say.
The best one,
but
apparently.
That is like pure salt, almost. It's so salty.
But also, I don't think we add, I don't add salt to my food normally. Do. You do?
Oh, I mean, I do.
I don't know. So I don't think I was getting enough salt.
Yeah. Okay, here's salt. A hard-boiled egg. You're not going to salt it?
Yes.
Say, you salt your food.
Well, I like salty food, though. Wait, the best is when my mother-in-law, like, at dinner, like, a few months ago, was like, can you pass me the salt? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And she was like, put it down, put it down. I was like, okay. And she was like, you can't hand someone the salt. You have to put it down. Otherwise, you're passing your troubles to them.
You're passing your troubles. God forbid you hand it and then it spills.
And going in and out the same door.
I had never heard that before.
Put it down, put
she
it down.
She asked me to pass it to her, and then I was like, ah, what do I
and
do?
And it spilled, she's like, ah,
ah. So that's not a Jewish thing?
No.
That's just a
superstition, yeah.
Okay, all right then.
I bet she lifts her legs going over bridges. Did you ever do that?
I just thought, like,
hold something. Your breath in a tunnel.
You're passing a cemetery, you're like,
yeah.
What is that?
You didn't do that as a kid?
No. Yeah. Who told you about these
you're
things?
Breathing in death.
But what about the how she comes in and out the same door? I've never heard of that one before. At your house. That's what she does.
Oh.
Wait, what?
At your house
Whatever door she comes in for a house, she leaves that door. You can't go out a different door.
Well, what happened?
I don't know.
Turned to dust.
Good. She's taking her troubles with her. Yeah. She brought them in. Take them out. Wait a minute. I've never heard that one.
She also won't let me like hug her on a step.
What? There's a lot.
Yeah, but now that one's become my thing too. Really? I'm like, I'm more on a step. Like,
you should mess with her and get a black cat.
Black cat. Oh God, Duran's super allergic.
Yeah,
or so he says.
I would never.
Well, thanks for coming on.
It was so fun.
We love you. Will you come back and hang out with us again?
I will. What are you going to do with your from 11 to 4 every day? Oh,
perfect.